navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
For today's podcast, I'm very excited to share with you a lecture that my partner Rosa Feeney, who is an insurance coverage specialist, conducted a few weeks ago about the Comprehensive Insurance Disclosure Act, called CIDA or CEDA. And she explains in great detail how the act works and what plaintiffs and defense counsel need to know about it. So listen on and enjoy. Thanks again for joining me and my partner Rosa on the Mentor ESQ podcast.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me on this beautiful sunny July afternoon to talk about insurance coverage. So just by way of background, I have been practicing, litigating attorney for 30 years and in the area of personal injury and property damage with a focus on insurance coverage litigation. I joined Smiley & Smiley, who I'm sure you all know, handle very significant personal injury cases. And now we've expanded the practice to add the insurance coverage aspects of personal injury litigation. Michelle, I would ask that she add my contact information to the chat. In there, you'll see that there's a Calendly link. So if you'd like, after the presentation, you can email me or click on the link for the Calendly link and make an appointment. It's a 15-minute one-on-one. You could talk about anything you'd like. So I look forward to hearing from all you guys. So I started my career off working for a defense firm and handling defense cases. And very quickly, I started handling insurance coverage litigation cases. And I've been doing it ever since. I've handled cases for carriers for the majority of my career. And as you defendants know out there, when you're handling defense cases, you're handling a lot of cases. You're handling volumes and volumes of cases. And so you get a lot of experience. So I've handled quite a few coverage matters in all respects on the insurance company side. And then probably about 15 years ago, I started expanding my practice to handling policyholder work. So with the policyholder work, what we would do is obviously I represent the insureds in cases where they have a problem with their insurance or their insurance carriers name them in a declaratory judgment action, or just trying to resolve things without litigation where the carriers aren't going to pay. And I got involved in that aspect. And I really enjoyed the personal touch of having the clients be, the policyholders that I was representing. So when I came in with Smiley & Smiley, we decided that we were going to focus on the policyholder insurance work, as well as plaintiff's insurance coverage counsel, which I'll explain in a minute. I think that when, you're handling policyholder work and you're representing insurance